Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really happy to have Dr. Quentin Henning with me once again. And today he's going to talk about Novo Resources. In particular, I believe he's going to share with you the insights, that some of which were made public in the press release that was put out this morning concerning the production, the improvements that are being made on a steady basis there in the company's Beatons Creek project. That's a larger picture there, the Nulligan Western Australia project, which now has Beatons Creek as the first mine, the first mining project there. But I think you're going to probably see several others in the years to come. But anyway, it's the good news from what I could gather when I read the news release earlier today. So welcome, Quentin. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, I get into this news because it seemed to me you talked, the press release, the news release talked about gold production, gold sales, mill throughput, gold recovery rates, and the cash position, which has grown in the month of June. That's a good sign. But just give us an overview of what was in that news release.
Certainly. Look, this was an operational update for the most part. We did talk a little bit about the financial state of the company as well. We're in very, very good shape. But I'll start with the operational side. Everything's been steadily ramping up during this ramp-up stage. We expect ramp-up to continue for about another month or so, but we expect to be at steady state here very soon. Everything's going well. We're seeing increased production month to month. This was a good month for us. We produced a little over about 5,100 ounces of gold. We sold the lion's share of that. I think it was 4,700 or 4,800 ounces. And we saw very good revenue. So we're all feeling very, very happy about the progress. But there's still more, okay? As we mine down and mine through some of the lower grade reefs, we're getting into the M1 and the M2 reefs, which are basically the higher grade and the bulk of the highest grade mineralization across the property. We're getting into those on the Grants Hill part of the project right now. Grants Hill is kind of a south central part of the project, and the guys have been stripping frantically. They've been stripping, but also mining the lower grade reefs above for the past few months. All right, so the grades that we saw this past month, if you kind of use a little math there to calculate things through, we're seeing a little over 1.3 grams at present, but that's steadily going to increase as we see the M1 and M2 come online. I think we'll see the grades go up closer to the grades that have been suggested in our PEA, for example. Okay, so I think there's a lot of a headroom that's gonna come. The mill has been operating very well. We've been, I think it was 124,000 tons processed last month. We are building up stockpiles, but we're also anticipating we can increase the throughput back, up to the rate that Millennium was operating a few years back. So, say a bit over 1.8 million tons per annum. The mill recovery has been fantastic. It's getting close to 95%. I think it was 94.5%, which is pretty close to 95%, and that's kind of what we predicted for the outcome. A lot of that gold, as you can see, comes from gravity concentrate, which is expected. I'd say the lion's share, a bit over 60% of the gold we produce is recovered through the gravity part of the circuit. It's a gravity CIL circuit. And the gravity gold is captured by the Nelson and then the Acacia unit. So we pour a bar from that circuit, but then we also pour a second bar from the elution circuit on the CIL side of the system. Like everything right now is just going tickety-boo. I think we'll see buildup of a stockpile, which is actually part of our game plan. We want to make sure when the wet season hits, say December, January, February, we want to make sure we have a stockpile at site that will allow us to continue processing during any rain events or, at times when there might not be access to between Beatons Creek and the mill. Mm-hmm. So we will have a stockpile that we can use. I at this point I can't say anything but good things. The team is operating fantastic. Now bear in mind, they're doing this with limited grade control assays. Okay, we talked about this in a couple of news releases a while back, and we've now since found a solution to our grade control assay bottleneck. We've contracted Intertek recently. Intertek is now processing our samples frantically. They've got, like every day I watch, and I'd say there's, you know, 15, 20 batches of samples come through, which is great. It's a great relief, you know, to see that, progress made, you know, but up until this point, we have been mining by sight.
Okay? Wow.
This is an astonishing result. The guys have figured out, you know, how to differentiate ore from waste. And, you know, yes, there is a bit of, probably a bit more dilution right now because they simply want to be careful. It's in a mine, it's always a sin to throw out ore. Okay, so they're being a bit cautious and grabbing, basically everything that looks like it's potentially ore. Mm-hmm. But and that's had a bit of an impact on the grades we expected. But overall, I mean, my gosh, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Gold price is wonderful too. I mean, look, it's over 2,400 Aussie right now.
In Aussie, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great outcome. So we're very excited by that. But we also have our news release last week about exploration, and we're ramping that up right now. We have a robust exploration. Sorry to ramble, but I'll just kind of
That's good.
Plow along here. We have a robust exploration program. You can see in the news release, we do have a lot of emphasis on exploration around Beaton's Creek and the Nulligan Camp. Okay, we are a producer now. We recognize that our chief goal for the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years is to continue to build resources and reserves ultimately that go through the mill. All right, so we're just headlong into making sure we build that pipeline. So we're exploring around Beaton's Creek. We're exploring in the Nulligan Camp. We're also starting to look at some of the projects in a more regional sense that might be bolted onto this. You know, for instance, Tauga Tauga as an example. And then we're also doing the sorting. Now, this is an interesting development here. We looked around and we thought, my goodness, you know, we have this sorter now. Our plan is certainly still to do testing around the Karratha material. There's no question that's very important for us. But we also recognize, there's other projects that could benefit from this. All right, and then we thought, okay, let's see, how are we going to move a sorter from site to site to site and then also permit site to site to site the operation of, you know, crushers and screens? Uh-huh. And, you know, like it's pretty complicated.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, we thought, okay, you know, the better solution here is to use the mill site because we're already permitted for use of equipment and et cetera. So we can do a lot of this right there at Nulligan. All right, so our plan is now to put the crusher the mechanical sorter and all its accessory equipment right there at Nulligan, and then mine bulk samples from Karratha, truck them over. We can bring in samples from Agena, from Tauga, from Virgin Creek and Contact Creek and other projects that we know have similar coarse gold, potentially mechanically sortable material. All right, so... So this is, we're basically laying out a strategy here that I think is going to be very solid, deliver results not in just in terms of production, but also our future growth for the company. We're very excited.
Yeah. So as I understand it, then what you'll do is you'll do your bulk sampling from Karratha and from Edgina and other places, haul the bulk sample down to the mill. And then you'll get an idea. You'll start to build a resource in those different locations, I suppose. At the same time, taking whatever gold you get out of there and putting it into the mill and producing from that on a small scale, albeit to start with.
More or less, yeah. Look, what we're going to do, for example, at Karratha would be to test pit multiple areas, in effect do very, very large bulk samples, but truck the material over to Nulligan. If it's resourceable, we'll see. We still, that question has not yet to be answered, but we do think that we can demonstrate the viability of Karratha through mechanical sorting, and that's one of our main objectives. It'll continue to be so for the next year or so as we is we really want to grow production. Okay, we want to see that work, because then we can start, we can actually put an operation there and then mechanically sort and upgrade material that can be trucked over to Nalagan. Mm-hmm. And that's an easy win for us.
Right, right. And that, of course, will give you time to permit and do all those things for a sorter on site at Karratha. Did you mention Egina too? Are you looking at Egina as a possibility?
There's some interesting developments there. At Egina, the gravel's still obviously a very high priority for us, but we're also now recognizing what we call Sinukatoid intrusives on our property. The gray resources, I guess they're called. They've been exploring at Heminel. They've had, I think the discovery was, I can't remember, 2019 sometime, uh-huh, I believe. Uh-huh. Anyway, they've had very, very good success. I think they're due to put out a resource in the not-too-distant future. But we started picking apart the geology of that area. And what we identified was a trend of these intrusives that extends west-southwest from the DeGray ground onto our tenements in the north part of the Edgen area. We started seeing evidence of these in some magnetic data that we acquired, uh-huh, so we are actually now planning a strategy around exploring those as well. We're going to do detailed magnetic work in the next month or two. We're going to start, based on that, we'll be able to refine our targets. So Sinukatoids are just basically, immediately tied to the gold mineralization. So once we identify those, we can come back in and sharpshoot them and do some work like grab drilling or even RC drilling.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's something that hadn't. That's a new development, essentially, and not one that. So I guess in summing up here, there's several areas that you just outlined that we should look for near term improvements. Maybe next month you'll have another report in at the end of June. But increasing the throughput, improving the. I think maybe most importantly, what you talked about, the idea that what we've seen so far has been by sight and not by assays, because you're just now getting that assay process, assaying before you mine. That should also improve, I would think, the efficiency of your mining or the optimization of your millhead grades, I would think, right?
Yes, that will have a positive impact.
And so you have a number of things in the short term with your current production, but also all these other longer-term things. I mean, most exciting thing, I think, is the idea that you could actually haul hypothetically, at least potentially, high-grade material from Karratha, maybe from Edgen and other places, and pump it into that mill and probably have higher millhead grades going through there and then really starting to ramp up. I wonder, there had been some talk about and some speculation that maybe you could, see 100,000 ounces or so a year of production out of Beaton's Creek. Do you think that's still a possibility?
Yes, that is our target. Absolutely. Look at our PEA and so forth. You'll see what our goal is. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. All right. Anything else? Just keep watching, right?
Yeah, look, keep watching. But, the other thing I could bring up is our position in equities. Look, given our position in Newfound and our other equities we have, I think we have well north of 200 million in equities at this time. And, people know my view of that project. I think it's got nothing but a lot of upside. We're in a wonderful position. Nothing at Novo, like Novo is set for growth. It's set for this gold cycle. It is hitting this just perfectly. And it's such a wonder to see, this production coming online, but also the benefits we're seeing from these shares that we've managed to acquire.
Yeah, indeed. I should mention in your press release today, you talked about, I think it was 45.2 million, excluding $204 million worth of equities. So, yeah, that's very nice. And I know you've been at this for a long time, Quentin, so it must feel really good to start seeing some positive things take place here. So thank you. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing this story with us again. It's certainly one of my favorites. I'm sure my listeners can tell that. So we'll look to keep up with you in the future. Thank you so much.